Welcome in, boys and girls. Are you ready for your character checkup? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. That was a popular saying when I was a little girl, but I discovered early in life that those smart-sounding words were not true. Words can hurt dreadfully. That's why the Apostle Paul wrote these words to the church in Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying. Another word for corrupt is polluted. You know that polluted water means water that has filth or harmful chemicals in it. Communication simply means our words. Paul is saying, don't let any filthy or harmful words go out of your mouth. Then Paul tells us what kind of words should come out of our mouth. That which is good to the use of edifying. Edifying means building up, helping others to do the right thing. Paul is saying, don't say wrong things that harm people, but say right things that help people. If you know the Lord Jesus, you are His child. Do your words show that you're a child of God? Do you think Jesus, when He was a child, always spoke respectfully to His earthly parents? Do you think He always told the truth? Will you ask Him to help you say right words that help people? Telling people about Jesus is a right way to use words. Saying please and thank you. Remembering to use kind words to your friends and family. Sharing Bible verses you've learned. All are ways to use words the right way. Daily ask God to help you do what's right by controlling your words. If you've never believed on the Lord Jesus, the first thing He wants to control is your life. Will you go to How to Be a Child of God and take the steps to become His child? Then you can ask God to control your words. Will you work hard this week to learn this important verse from the Bible? And ask God to help you obey it. He wants to control your words. Let's see it together now. Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying. This song will help you remember to let God control your words. Watch your tongue and watch your temper. Do not say an unkind word. When you start to speak in anger, turn it over to the Lord. You can use your tongue for singing hymns of praise in one accord. You can use your tongue for blessing friends and parents and the Lord. Jesus died for our salvation. He can take away your sin. He'll control your words and actions when you let His love shine in.
How was your checkup today?